We want to hear from you ladies. You can take in this woman's formula for sexy time and then tell us, is it true for you?
And I can also offer my opinion.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. But we just want to hear from women if this is accurate, because the woman has gone viral for sharing her formula for sexy time. And you were saying basically, Jason, the stars have to align. I mean, they have to align.
I don't think that's right, but at times.
But at times. And the woman, when she posted on social media, she said, oh, I'm going to make a lot of people very angry. Here is her formula for what it takes for her and other women to want to have sexy time.
Welcome to Mom Libido 101. Here's the basics of the formula. The amount she slept last night, plus how much food she's eaten today. Sitting.
Okay, so how much she slept last night, plus how much food she's eaten so far in the day. Okay.
Down times the amount of help her partner gave her, divided by the annoying comments, minus.
Oh, gosh. All right.
They happen whether you like to admit it or not.
The number of times she was touched by her children today. So let's run through an example, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's say mom got 8 hours of sleep last night. She ate 3 full meals. Her partner did pick up and bath time, but he was really annoying twice. Then we have to subtract by the 1,000 times that she was touched today. Does anyone know what the answer is? Not a chance.
Yeah. That's How old do you think she was?
Oh,
her 30s maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe late 20s, early 30s. I would think so.
Because I recently did a deep dive on
and your damn deep dives.
I do. I get OCD.
You need to get off the internet.
I went on a deep dive to see when women are the most libido and compared to men. And women are a little bit older, but it is in her age really should be the highest.
Okay, can I just tell you something? You could take all of the deep dives that you're doing and throw them out the window when there are children involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it takes all of your data and tosses it when children are involved.
Well, you can add that to the equation.
The number of times that you're touched by your children. I mean, there is legit something that is called I'm touched out.
Yeah.
Where you are wiping butts, you're holding, you're carrying, you're you're putting to bed, you're doing bath time, you're carrying from here, you're carrying from there. It's like, and then the mommy, and which is a beautiful thing, but every human has their breaking point.
Right.
Really, please,
you're overstimulated.
Overstimulated like you wouldn't believe.
So you're exhausted?
Yes. And then take that and then add in the fact that you didn't sleep last night. You haven't had a single hot meal or a hot cup of coffee if you drink coffee or any caffeine. And then you throw in sometimes without meaning to, your partner can say something that sets you off.
And then maybe
you're tired.
I feel like you're kind of...
I've lived this. I'm past it, but I have lived it.
You did go through a time where it was like that was rough.
But you know what the ironic part of the entire thing that you're saying and this lady is saying?
Yeah.
Is that from what I did and saw the deep dive is if you do make it a point to go through and have the sexy time, it actually can relieve some of that stress.
It can. But when you were in the thick of it and every part of your body is leaking something.
Yeah,
you're
get that.
Please. Stop.
No, I can say you don't feel like yourself.
Sure.
And I think the main thing is being super tired.
Nobody
likes the difference is, of course, and we're all wired differently. Men and women are wired differently, of course, is that we could be in Guantanamo Bay, sleep deprived on purpose, being waterboarded, and then you come in like you want to do it. Like,
sure.
In the middle of waterboarding.
Go ahead. Turn it down a little bit more.
Yeah.
Kind of an auto erotic asphyxiation.
We could be in the middle of changing a baby's diarrhea diaper.
You don't even know what that's like, Jason. You've never done it.
Margot Robbie could walk in and immediately I got to do it.
Yeah. That difference is, and this is true, and I know you don't like to hear it, but we all know that you've never changed a diaper.
I have changed a diaper.
A poopy one?
Not a lot, yes. But the problem is, this is a physical thing. I literally dry heat and we all throw up on the baby.
Do you think that everybody else doesn't?
They're like, oh, I love this dirty diaper.
No. I am extremely sensitive to the smell of poop.
Do you think other people aren't?
But no, extremely.
Okay. Yeah.
Like even like dog poop.
You know what you are? A wuss.
I'm sorry.
That's what you are.
I don't like it either, but I mean, I change a million diapers.
You do it because you have to.
Right. I do it when I have to, when I did have to.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that did surprise me, Katie, I had a sister, but she was older, and why would I know this, is when Ava was born. Oh, she's going to hate this because she's 16. But when she was born and they had a poop diaper, I'm like, oh, it goes
everywhere.
Did you know that, Jason?
Yeah.
and then how you're supposed to wipe. I was like, you're not just wiping the butt.
all of it.
I was like, when they go number two, yeah. I was like, it's everywhere.
And there's a certain way you better be wiping or that leads to a whole different situation. Right.
Yeah, that's with females.
Yeah, with females.
You see, I had a sister who was 14 years younger than me, so I knew that early. Mm-hmm. When I had a son, I was like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
It's in one spot. This is easy.
And it normally just goes straight up the back.
Yeah. They shoot right the back.
Just right up the back. Yeah. Nora, I felt like, was up the front and up the back. Henry was just mostly just straight up the back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I get it. And I don't think, like, when the woman posted it, she said, I know I'm going to make people very angry. But the truth is, it is reality, especially when you've just had a baby or you have young kids.
Having the baby.
I can even see, Katie, maybe see if you can agree. I think even if you don't have kids and you maybe work full time and you're tired, still a lot of things have to align for. Well, we had our sex therapist years ago and she came back recently, Lori Watson, and she said women's libido is like a diesel engine. It needs time to warm up.
That is true.
And the guys, you know, like electric car, we're ready. We're ready to go. And so there's a lot of things that, and then one false move can ruin the night.
Yeah.
Yes. And here's the thing, though, that women should be paying attention to, exactly what I'm about to say.
Do tell.
Turn up your radio.
We're dying.
The female anatomy, turn it up. When I did my deep dive with this recently.
What?
You got to use it or you lose it. And that's the truth. The older you get, the libido goes down. And for guys, believe it or not, it's 1% every year. However, you can kind of combat that by doing it a lot. Women, too. If you don't do it a lot, and let's say it's become a year or two and it's very infrequent, you don't ever get it back. It continues to decline at that rate, and it will continue to rapidly decline, and it's not like you can get it back. Oh, finally now I have the time to do it, but then your libido's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One of the things a couple of the comments that I read on this woman, and we can share it with you on social media, but I hate the mentality of this comment that, this is so wrong because she doesn't want to do it with her husband, but she doesn't want him to have sex with anybody else. And it was like, so that's the option?
Did Jason Goodman post that?
Yeah. I was like, that's the option? If I'm not going to do it with you, then you should just be allowed to go sleep with somebody else?
Right.
I mean, it would solve a lot of problems in America.
That's definitely a tell of a Jason Goodman burner account.
It is. Absolutely.
It would solve a lot of problems.
But that's a very trollish thing to say because, Jared, I know years and years ago when you were married to your first wife, Heather, you were very open about how you went through a period of none. I mean,
none.
We had whole parody songs about having no sex with your wife.
Right.
But never never in your mind were you like, I should be able to go and sleep with someone else then.
No.
How do you know that?
Because I know him.
Yeah. And that's my, Jason, I'm not you. Okay. But I would say that it's like, it was very frustrating.
Very frustrating,
It's demoralizing if there's no communication about it.
It's true.
Why are we not ever? Yeah. And then if you bring it up, then there's extra pressure to do that.
100%.
Yeah, then it's not really attractive.
Right. Yeah, and then I've talked to lots of friends that married for quite some time, and either they went through patches of it or they're divorced now, and they had a legit, by the definition, sexless marriage. Like I think it's like under 6 times a year or something like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.